Okay, good morning. Good morning, and everyone, and welcome to the Rural Survival Show. I'm Tim Spencer, your host, on this day of October 2016. We're coming to you live from the great state of Missouri in the United States. I apologize for a little technical problem there right at the beginning of the show, folks, but I think we got it worked out. My guest today is Professor James McCanning. This guy does not have just a bunch of letters after his name. This is the guy that fact-checks the rocket scientists, same guy that some of the people at NASA both react to and occasionally plagiarize. Jim also has his own broadcast radio show, which, if memory serves, has two broadcasts per week on multiple frequencies. Jim, good morning. And if you would, tell us a little bit more about yourself, and then we'll get into talking about your inventions and your water filters and your wing generator.
Thanks, Tim. Very quickly, I'm a physicist. I've been working as a physicist my whole life. My degree is from Tulane University, and in nuclear and solid state physics. I've spent 25 years of my life in the telecommunications industry at very high level design, both hardware and software, and designing computer networks and managing them. I'm an expert in cybersecurity and encryption, telecommunications protocols, and many other related items. Also, I've worked at the same time with my physics, and I've developed all of my own physics programs. I fund my own work. I do not work for the government, never have. I've worked around government scientists pretty much all my life, but I don't really work. I've never signed a contract for the government, so I'm independent. And like Tim says,
right,
I'm highly critical of government programs, especially NASA. So anyway, that's a brief intro.
All right, Jim, if we can segue just a second. I heard you say you were an expert in cybersecurity, and we all know what happened yesterday with the DDoS attacks. Now, what I'm getting from the news is there's a belief that many parts of this malware are embedded in what they call I forgot what the term is, where everything's connected to the web from your refrigerator to your smart TV. Do you think there's any validity to that, or do you think it's something else?
Well, specifically, I can't tell you. All of those things exist from your refrigerator, television, router. All of these things are infected. They have bugs that are built in when they're manufactured, and this is required by the NSA. The NSA right. has been around since minimally 1991. We know they were doing monitoring of the public going way back into the McCarthy era. But with the burgeoning electronic age in telecommunications, they started in earnest in 1991 under George Bush Sr. That's when he was president. And Clinton came in around 93, and it continued. But anyway, the blatant placement of hardware and software bugs has just been ongoing ever since. So at this point, all of your smartphones, your computers, etc., have hooks that are in the hardware, in the software, deep in the operating system. So if you buy malware protection or a firewall or something, that's layers above where the actual NSA hooks are in to literally see everything you're doing. But
wow,
that's the same place that the hackers get into. They just Sean Hannity the other day asked Julian Assange. He said, "How easy is it to get into computer systems?" And of course, they hack into the government, the secure servers, the unsecure servers. I mean, they can hack into any place. And Assange just laughed. It was like, what a stupid question. Any kid sitting in their grandma's basement can hack into the highest level defense department in the world. I spent a good part of my life defining and managing secure networks, and there's a way to do it. But today, it's just like an open book. It's like the government has its pants down, and it's a good thing because we are learning through hackers what our corrupt government is doing.
Oh, yeah. But, well, everybody's coming out condemning WikiLeaks and Guccifer and all that, but I agree with you. It's a good thing that there's some kind of a check of a system that is designed to actually act, but designed by the government to act against its own citizenry. You know, I think they ought to give Julian Assange a medal.
Absolutely, yeah. The DDoS, this happened yesterday morning, very clearly was to protect Hillary Clinton, because the Twitter, look at what went down, Twitter, the social media, and it was raging with jokes about Hillary. I mean, she's getting her butt kicked royally.
Right.
The polls that are on the internet, now this is the public, this is the general public out there, and then everybody, you know, down to the poorest black kid in the ghetto has a smartphone. I don't, you know,
right.
This is just the way it is today. So social media is the pulse of what's going on in the country. The range of Trump winning is from 80 to 95%. And Clinton is from anywhere from 30 to 7%. It is just so horrendous, but you have the CNN and the controlled media saying she's ahead, she's going to win. They're just, it's so far out of control, but she's confident that with Soros operating thousands of voting machines that they can pull off a cheat win and,
right.
and pull this around and make everybody think that, oh, you know, it was close, but Hillary won by a good margin. And then if there was some kind of recount, it would still be a margin. I mean, they have mathematicians working on this full time to get the numbers down so they know just what to do. But Trump is so far ahead that with the exit polls, with people wearing red T-shirts when they go to vote, with people looking for the buses to come in that are bringing people from precinct to precinct for cheating, all of this cheating that they can, minimize, hopefully, but then you have the voting machines. Trump has to beat all of this to literally win, and then you have the Electoral College, which they're already bending in favor of Clinton. And there again, that's all electronic polling done by guess who? The people that are very afraid that Trump is going to win.
Oh, yeah. I remember here in the past week or so, I read not a transcript, but a report of one of Hillary's rants at NBC, apparently after an interview where she was asked a question she didn't like. And apparently one of the comments she made, now this is hearsay, folks, I was not there, but one of the comments she made is, don't you realize that if Trump wins, we'll all be something in the words hanging or our necks in a noose or something like that.
They know.
Right,
and okay, a very telling incident occurred. Okay, the debate was Wednesday night. Thursday night was the, what do they call it, the AL Foundation dinner.
Right, the Catholic charity thing in New York. Right.
It's what?
It was a Catholic charity roast, I believe.
New York City. Anyway. Yeah, and so anyway, but there are 1,000 people there. But, you know, these are 1,000 invitation only of the most powerful people in the United States. So every entity like the New York Times, the Washington Post, had one person there. And so these are high-level people. This is like if you saw the movie The Hunger Games, this would be the people that are in the upper echelon of the Hunger Games
right.
in the United States at this supper. So Hillary had to get up and roast Trump, you know, and make jokes, and you're supposed to make light of this. But remember, in previous elections, all the people worked for the same group. They were all in it together.
Right.
So the debates were all, you know, this was all part of a big dog and pony show. Trump gets up, to roast Hillary, and he starts out with some actually pretty funny jokes, and she's laughing. And then he turns his tone, and he goes, "And I see some of Hillary's biggest supporters are here. I see the New York Times and the Washington Post."
Yeah.
And he lists off, because he's from New York. He knows these people personally, you know. And then he starts digging into her, and the people stop laughing. And they're looking at each other, and this woman behind him, obviously a high society woman because of her place in the seating, had just this aghast look on her face, like, "Oh my goodness, this guy's for real." You know, he's not like the previous years where everybody was joking and they all knew that it was the old buddy system, that it was just a big con. But they know now, he stuck it in their face. This guy is for very much for real. And they were not laughing. There was no smiles in that room.
Oh, yeah. I watched it live on YouTube myself, Jim. I enjoyed it thoroughly. I really did. And I don't know how to say the woman's name that was reacting to Trump. She's on Fox News. It's Maria Bartolova or something like that. But, yeah, I saw the same reaction you did.
The look, I mean, wonderful. She was just out of control shock on her face. And, of course, Fox News is the epitome of the controlled news media. But Trump laid into them. And then he said, "You can see Hillary's not laughing as much as the rest of you because she got the jokes before the supper from the," what's her name? Ed? I mean, he was digging in.
He was. Yeah, that's who you were thinking of.
Donna Brazile, yeah, because you could see that it was at that point. And then he told that Hillary doesn't like Catholics. And this was a Catholic charity fundraiser.
And I also believe they made reference to her stance on late-term abortion, too.
Oh, I didn't hear that. I didn't hear the whole thing. Oh, is that right? Yeah, just laid into her. And, you know, what I like is he's not politically correct. To go into a room with 1,000 of the most powerful people in the country and stare them in the eye and basically kick them in the you-know-what, you know, on camera. I respect that guy. And he didn't pull back. Once he'd started laying into him, and so these people know he's coming, and behind him is the country.
Right.
Their goose is cooked. Their gig is up. And even, I'm sorry to say it, the Catholic Church is in cahoots with a lot of this, with the Pope. And I'm not saying at this level of Catholic Church, but the Pope is going around promoting UN agendas. And so, you have to pay global carbon tax and open borders, which is a joke because the Vatican is the most cloistered country in the world. Nobody gets to go in there.
You're absolutely correct.
How many Arabs have they taken from the Mideast? It's a country. It's one of the wealthiest on the planet by far. They're not holding to anybody. Their minions around the churches around the world don't pay taxes. And so all that money flows into the Vatican. They're fabulously wealthy, and they take no Arabs from the Mideast. They don't give a dime to any of that. You know, there's a lot of hypocritism going on here in the Catholic Church. But in the WikiLeaks releases, they showed how the staff of Hillary Clinton and Hillary herself are making snide remarks about Catholics.
Right. Yes, they did. I read some of those. You know, Jim, if the Pope is so for open borders, why doesn't he tear down them 40 or 50-foot walls that's all around the Vatican? You know,
that's,
I know that
I
wasn't the first one to come up with that comment, but, you know, it's so in-your-face hypocritical.
Yeah.
It's just amazing.
It is. But anyway, we could talk for hours on this, but the people on the top are scared. And they should be, because they've been running things literally since, Kennedy was killed. they've really run the White House through Johnson and then beyond. And more recently, when Reagan was in office, he was actually a halfway decent president. But then they shot him inside, and he was out of business. And guess who ran the White House? George Bush Sr. Then he hands off the baton to Billy Clinton, his good drug peddling associate. Then goes back to George Bush Jr. Then Obama comes in, and that's kind of an aberration from the dual family. And Hillary almost got it. But I'll tell you why Hillary did not get the nomination where Obama was coming in, because she had to eat humble pie. See, at that point in her life, Hillary had a lot more energy, and Hillary thought she was going to be president of the world and thought she was going to use... The people in the Rothschild banking empire were afraid of her, that she might want to be queen of the world, and she had a little bit too much oomph. So one day they pulled all her funding. David Rockefeller pulled all of his funding out from under her, and Billy got up on the podium in California and were just screaming, how can they do this to her? And they knew that she was done at that point and that Obama was going to win. And then she had to become Secretary of State and travel to China in an overcoat and do this menial job where she went. And then, she had to go back and be, she was senator from New York. And so, I mean, she had to crawl her way back and beg and crawl into those offices and go, I'll be a good girl this time. I know who runs the show, and I want to be president, and I'll do anything you say. That's what Hillary Clinton had to do to get to where she is now. So she is totally the most evil, corrupt, controlled person on this planet.
Oh, I agree. I absolutely agree with you, Jim. You know, and now there's a lot of stuff, again, thanks to the internet, there's a lot of stuff coming out that we would have never known about. You know, I don't really care what people's sexual orientation is, but John Lennon's widow, Yoko Ono, came out, it was just this past week, and started talking about a tryst she had with Hillary back in the 70s.
Yeah.
You know, it's just stuff like that we would have never heard of in, you know, two or three election cycles back. But now the American public is really finding out what this woman is like.
Yeah. Yeah. She is a twisted, sick, distorted, deranged, psychopath, pathological liar.
I agree.
I mean, just look at the biggest issue she brings up. She accuses Trump of being associated with Putin, who allegedly hacks the so-called the DNC and other servers, and then hands it off to WikiLeaks and trying to affect the election. And then in the next breath, there's nobody that's destroyed more free elected countries than she has. You look at the destruction in the Middle East. You know, they don't honor elections or democracy, you know, or
and they never will. It's just not in their culture or society.
And she's guilty. They found it now that her staff and her are guilty of rigging the demonstrations like in Chicago that disrupted Trump's ability to talk.
Yeah. Hey, Jim, we got a break. Please hang on through the break. Through the break, folks. 313-944-3800-313-9443. Be back in 2 minutes.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. We are back. Today is the 22nd of October, 2016. We're visiting with Professor James McCanney. Jim, if you would, since this is such a short section, only 5 minutes, this would be a good time for you to let people know about your website and about your radio shows and stuff like that. So you got the floor.
The radio show is called the James McCanney Science Hour at the Crossroads. Every Thursday evening, 6 p.m. Central Time from WWCR Nashville, Tennessee. And then it re-airs Friday evening, 10 p.m., Saturday morning, 3 a.m. from WTWW Nashville. And then there's satellite feeds on Saturday. It re-airs three more times in Europe, North Africa, and the Mideast on Saturday by satellite. So there's many ways to listen, but go to my webpage, jmccsci.com. You have to scroll down a little bit. There's a, there's a subpage, or there's a three columns as you scroll down. In the center column, there will be a link, all the different ways to listen to the radio show, all the details. And then all of my shows are archived on my webpage. So once again, the webpage, jmccsci.com. S as in Sam, C as in Charlie, I as in Indigo.com. That's seven letters. And also, I have what I call my paid cast. The weekly show, the free commercial-free radio show is free, but I have a paid cast now, which I do a deep dive into scientific topics. This month, I'm doing Tesla's large weapons, military weapons. And so it's a very interesting, I go into detail how they were built, the physics, how they work, et cetera. And so, and then next week's paid cast will be the ongoing series Radiation and You, Space Radiation, What NASA Is Not Telling You. So that's $3.95 per month. You get every week a 1 hour paid cast. and you get the download link. And it's really great for students, for people of all ages, very informative. So once again, the webpage, jmccsci.com.
Jim, in fact, my evening tonight will consist of listening to your paid cast on the weapons. I find that very interesting. I wanted to listen to it last night, but I was just too busy. But tonight, that's going to be my entertainment.
Well, I'll tell you, it's stuff that you will not find anyplace else, because I understand Tesla, and the topic this week was about a mystery weapon, which was a strictly defensive weapon that could have shut down World War II and stopped it. And it was absconded with by none other than George Bush Sr. As a 19-year-old kid, him and his buddies, who were working at that time for the Rothschilds, went into Tesla's New Yorker hotel room and cleaned it out. And Tesla died that night. So did they kill Tesla, is the question, because Tesla was on his way to England to sell that technology to the English to stop World War II. And, of course, the Bushes back in that day were in the war business. Bush's dad, who were the Schiffs, came from Germany, were selling to the enemy. So they were in the war business. They're still in the war business.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, all you got to do is follow the money. You're absolutely correct on that, Jim.
But anyway, the paid cast, and in fact, I go into a lot of that detail in the paid cast, so to set the stage for the weapon that was strictly defensive. And then the week before, I talk about what's known as Tesla's death ray beam, and I talk about the physics of that. But that's not the defensive weapon. Tesla had another one, and that's what I describe on this week as something that's never been released to the public ever before.
Wow. I'm looking forward to this, Jim. More than you know, I'm looking forward to it.
I'm expecting when you get done, when you get to the end of the show this week, Tim, I'm expecting you to call up screaming at me, Jim, this is unbelievable. That's what I'm expecting your call.
I might just do that.
It's amazing information, but at any rate, so I encourage people to go to listen to that. If you have students or people of all ages, even scientists, a lot of scientists are listening to these.
Right. I believe it was it you? It might have been you or another friend of mine that monitors web traffic. But anyway, we'll talk about that in a minute. Folks, we got a 4-minute break. Please stand by. Call in numbers 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. See you in 4 minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Work with your doctor when taking medications. Make Protovite part of your healthy lifestyle.
HealthForLiberty.com is your source for Protovite, a powerful nutritional supplement that's a true breakthrough for your health. Poor digestion makes it nearly impossible to absorb the nutrition your body needs. Protovite is a liquid multi-nutrient formula with patent-pending absorption technology and the highest quality ingredients to nourish every cell in your body.
My name is Sandra White. 6 weeks ago when I started taking Protovite, I was on 14 medications, from everything for blood pressure to fibromyalgia. In the first 10 days, my blood sugar dropped 50 points and my fibromyalgia pain is gone. And so was 12 of the 14 medications that I was taking. I'm 66, living life and loving it.
Go to healthforliberty.com right now. That's healthforliberty.com.
Thank you, Protovite, for giving my life back.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. This is Tim Spencer, host of the Rural Survival Show. Today is Saturday, the 22nd day of October, 2016. A couple of house cleaning items quick. First, I'd like to invite everybody to rural.info. That's ruralsurvival.info. You'll find hundreds of articles and free downloads that will be of use to you and your family and your agricultural operation. Now, don't get me wrong. There are things there, folks, for everyone, not just somebody that owns a farm or a ranch or lives in a rural area. It's all completely free, so check it out. You might also want to check out the one proprietary product we sell, which is a flash drive containing 1,570 or so documents. Everything you could imagine, from information on canning to military tech manuals, correspondence courses, hundreds of just general information subjects. You might want to take a look at that. All you do is click on the red and black flash drive picture on the top right of every page. We are visiting today with Professor James McCanny. We're talking about all kinds of stuff. You're welcome to call in. The call-in number is 1-800-3443. I say again, 800-313-9443. Where do we want to go next, Jim?
Well, Tim, let's quick talk about water filters a little bit, because you are an affiliate of mine, my JMCC water filter line. the best water filters in the world. And Tim Spencer and his webpage and this show are an affiliate, which means that they are an authorized sales entity. And so Tim has ads on his page. You go to his webpage, you click on the JMCC water filter ad, and what happens is that your purchases from when you go into the sales page from Tim's page, Tim gets credit. And so, in other words, he earns a commission from this. So you're helping him, you're helping me, and you're helping yourself, because you're going to get the best clean water on the planet. And I'll just say this, water filtration, there are so many companies out there selling products and making claims that it's really, it's unfortunate. I can just say this because it's very difficult for the consumer to decide. But what I'm selling has no competition. It's a all-in-one filter. Nobody else has this. You don't need add-ons. And the prices are lower than anybody's. So, I mean, this is, besides, they're made in our own factory in the United States. But go ahead, Tim.
No, I was wondering if we can get into what substances your water filters actually filter out. Or I think it'd probably be easier to ask, is there anything they don't filter out? Because everything I've read and seen so far tells me that, I mean, you come up with completely pure water after it's cycled through the filter. Am I correct?
Yeah, and filtration is you're at 99% or 98%, depending on the toxic substance. But here's the problem. There are so many new toxins in the world today that we didn't have even 10 years ago. The chloramines and the heavy glyphosate in some areas. Glyphosate is a Roundup derivative that gets into the water supply. And so people think, oh, I live out in the country, my water's clean. Well, no, you probably have more polluted water due to agricultural runoff than the people in the city. But the list is extensive. So what we did, and we've got professional chemists that create and work constantly with the design of the filters. And the two big ones right off the top are fluoride and arsenic. It's the only filter on the planet that takes out fluoride and arsenic in the filter itself without an add-on. There's nobody else that can do that. The add-on filters for fluoride and arsenic are very expensive. They don't last very long, and they slow down the water flow terribly to the point that some people can't even use them. So those are the first two that you really want to get out of your water. Then secondly, the laundry list, the chlorines and the chloramines and all the things that your city puts into the water, or if you're in the country and you have well water, the glyphosates, the mercury, the heavy metals, and a lot of things that come from agricultural or industrial runoff. The United States water supply is polluted terribly. So in brief, what we did was designed a filter element that takes out literally everything. We targeted, and these are targeted filters. They target all of these toxins and take them out all in one filter.
Okay, Jim, we've got a call here. We've got Phil in Texas. Good morning, Phil.
Hello, Professor McKinney?
Yes.
Hello. Hi, can you
Yes.
hear me?
Absolutely.
I have a question. There's a fella on YouTube. His name is Dave Dobbs, and he's a big proponent of Planet X. And he shows these videos of it almost looks like a winged device, just a winged object in the sky. It almost looks like it's flame, but what he's saying, it's the iron oxide coming off of Planet X. And he's gotten a lot of views. I've looked at a few of his videos, but, you know, I'm not an expert in this. And I was wondering if you heard of that. Have you looked at it?
I've seen, I see these constantly because people ask me about them. We were talking earlier in the show about my paid casts. One of my very early paid casts was how to tell if a YouTube or internet announcement about Planet X is legitimate or not. And these don't even get through the first criteria of, is the person credible? Do they use a real name? No. Do they have real information that could allow second opinion of what they're looking at, and just a picture of something is, this is just garbage. Let me use an example. What if I took a picture of a robin in the snow, which happens up in the Midwest, the robins come back early, but I said, hey, that robin's down at the South Pole. Would you believe me? It's a, you know, there's no way to prove it.
You're an incredible person. I guess I would. I don't know.
No, but I wouldn't say that. You know, the thing is, there is a way to present astronomical data. None of these people have it. Okay, so these are the very first criteria. Are they credible? Do they have real information? If they have real information, then they should be able to present it in an astronomical technique that's very simple to do. Thousands and thousands of amateur astronomers all over the world use this every day. And to present the data so that you would have an orbit, you can tell. And see, the thing is, too, if something comes into the solar system, it's not necessarily going to crash into Earth or come near it. In fact, the chances are it'll never come anyplace near Earth. Only on extremely rare occasions do things come near Earth, and it has happened in the past. And most of this is government disinformation. It's a shrapnel field of misinformation to keep everybody looking in the wrong direction.
Give an update on Planet X and what's your theory on that, please? And I'll hang up and listen. And thank you. Yeah. Great show. Appreciate it.
I have a DVD that I released July 23rd, 2015, and it was the culmination of literally decades of research. The Planet X that Robert Harrington was talking about, he's the director of the Naval Observatory. Back in the 1980s, he led the NASA-funded research program. It was called Search for Planet X. He actually discovered it, and it turned out to be the nucleus of Hale-Bopp. And I've confirmed that with my own research, and it's all in the DVD. So at any rate, excuse me, I'm getting some cross. I'm sorry about that. But I've confirmed that that is what happened. So the Nibiru object has already gone through the solar system and left. The thing that, and Zachariah Sitchin was really took some basic information from an interview with Harrington back in the mid-1980s, and this idea that it's on a 3,600-year orbit, I always knew that was incorrect. But he got that from Harrington, and that was a very preliminary information that Harrington had. He published it in his book, and it was repeated and repeated and repeated, and it's patently false. So there's so much misinformation, and then you have people like Bob Fletcher going around and other people who repeat all this stuff constantly, and it's just total misinformation, just so they can sell a book. But the other flip side of this is that there are hundreds of Planet X type objects, and they can come into the solar system very quickly without announcement. But these people on YouTube and on the internet, it's just constant baloney. It's just thick. So please listen to that paid cast of mine. It's in, August. Go to my webpage and sign up for the paid cast. It's a very complicated topic, but you wouldn't have to ask me this question if you had listened to that and used the criteria that I give there for understanding what's legitimate and what's not. But these guys, they don't even make it through the first door. And sure, they get lots of clicks. That doesn't mean it's true. You know.
Right. Well, you know, there's a great incentive for people on YouTube to book sensational stories because, I mean, it's a financial incentive. The more people that watch the video, the more money the person that owns the channel gets from Google AdSense. So, yeah, there's great motivation. I mean, there was one show that John Moore did that was heavily edited and literally made it sound like the end of the world was tomorrow. And I'm sure that that person made quite a bit of money, but there is incentive there. And, you know, the picture that the man was speaking of.
You're cutting out a little bit, Tim.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know what I can do about it. Anyway, what I was going to say is a lot of these pictures of this winged planetoid that are shown in these videos are actually an artist's rendition. I believe it was from 1991, and that is photoshopped into these images. And it's the same everywhere.
Yeah.
And I kept looking, that's not it.
No, and that's not how you would present data. You need astronomical data. You need repeated observations. You need to make a calculation of the orbit. There's all kinds of other things that you do when you do this, and it's easy to do. And the people that fail to do this and present this in an astronomically correct manner, right off the bat, you know that they're phony. And like I say, if somebody presents a picture of a robin in the snow and says it's at the South Pole, do you believe them? You know, it has no legitimacy at all. So what these people are presenting, and there's the same ones. There you got I won't even mention names because there's so many, con artists and out there on the internet today. But no, these are not legitimate. They're not presented in a legitimate manner. It's some guy named Dave. If some guy named Dave told you to go jump off a bridge, would you do it? You know, it's the same
right.
thing.
I understand what you're saying. Right.
Some guy named Dave on the internet. Come on. That has no legitimacy at all. Or somebody goes, there's these people, oh, it came from a Russian scientist. Yeah, like they have communication with Russian scientists. You know, I have had Russian scientist communication and worked integrally with Russian scientists, so I know what it's like. So that's, you know, they're just phony claims, and it's, but please, I encourage everybody to go listen to that episode of my paid cast where I talk about how to determine, and this is not just Planet X topics, it's anything that you hear.
Right.
And it's a whole series of gates that people have to come through to be legitimate, and most of them don't even make it through the first one. Do they have a real name? Do they identify who they are? You know, what's their background? What level of expertise do they have to be saying something? You know, they don't even get through that door. Some guy named Dave. You know, come on. So anyway.
Well, you know, my initial confusion on Planet X, I think, came from those maps, or that one particular map that I saw when I was in the Navy in New Orleans, you know, where it showed the coastlines being inundated, you know, to several hundred feet above sea level. And I mean, that was real. What I saw was real. The Navy, at that time, I don't know if they still do. I've been out for 25 years, Jim. But at the time, the Navy believed that would happen in our lifetime. Now, you know, putting two and two together when our meeting.
What year was that in, Tim? Tim, what year was that in?
1987.
Exactly. See, and now that's the time frame. Remember, they knew about Planet X. They didn't know exactly where it was. Harrington discovered it in 91, and it was publicly discovered, Hale-Bopp, in 1995. And then it passed through the solar system, and when it was first discovered, it was on a very near direct collision course with Earth in 1991. They knew that. And this is under, remember, George Bush Sr. That's why they locked down NASA. That's why Dan Golden came into NASA and locked it down and split it into Tier 1 and Tier 2 level. And the Tier 2 level is what you see, and the Tier 1 level went up into the military. And so then they didn't understand this at the time, but I did. It would lose energy because of the tail drag on the comet. And it did. And as it lost energy, Earth moved around in its orbit, and it missed us by, you know, a good 3 months. We were way around in our orbit by the time Hale-Bopp came and passed through the ecliptic. So anyway, all that was a surprise. But that spawned the disinformation. Nancy Leader came out of that whole industry. She had worked as a programmer, and her husband owned the company that built the Promise software, you know, out in Bill Hamilton. That was her husband. And they got a divorce, and then she went back to her maiden name, Leader, moved back to Wisconsin, and became the CIA front for the Planet X disinformation movement. You know, she was the poster child. How could a ding-dong like her get on Coast to Coast and all these radio shows and, you know, with a message that she talks to aliens and they're channeling to her and, you know, she knows about Planet X and gives this exact date and then nothing happens? You know, that was the whole plan.
Hold that thought, buddy. Hold that thought. We've got a break. When we come back, we are going to be speaking with Evelyn in Maine.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're back. Welcome back to the Rules for Survival Show. I am your host, Tim Spencer. On this Saturday, the 22nd day of October, 2016, we're visiting with Professor James Canning, and we have Evelyn from Maine online. Go ahead, Evelyn. Good morning.
Hello?
Hello, yes, you're on the air, ma'am.
Can you hear me?
Go ahead, Evelyn.
Yes.
You're on the air.
Oh, okay. It just sounded off, you know. Anyway, Professor McCanny and Tim, forgive me for breaking in on your present topic, but I wanted to comment on this gravity water filter that I got from you. I live in low-income housing, and it's been a long time that I've been listening to stuff about water filters, and I couldn't just write out buy one, so I just waited, and I kept putting my monies away. And in May, I bought one of your filters, your water filters, and I have to tell you, for anybody who doesn't have one, it was like the first drink of water I got from there was like velvet in my mouth compared to what I was buying. Even if I bought it in the store, the best water, it just doesn't compare to this water feeder. And I wanted to personally thank you, Professor McCann, because I'm like just full up with all these toxins that are in our world today, and your water is really helping me.
Well, good, good, Evelyn. I appreciate that. And you know, one of the things people, for example, that drink tea or coffee, they also say that when they make tea or coffee with the filtered water, that's just incredible. They never knew it could taste like that. In fact, there are people that feed water from the filter to their pets, and their pets will no longer drink tap water. They smell it and they walk away. They will not drink tap water anymore.
You can't compare it.
Yeah, there's no comparison.
As a little girl, I remember drinking water like that. But it's been years since if you like water and you can tell the taste in water, you will know the difference in this water, people. It's just amazing. And I went to see an old man who was coughing so bad, and he was in such bad shape, and I said, "Can I bring you a gallon of water?" And he drank it, and he said, even, like you said, the coffee he made was different. Of course, you can taste it. I can taste it. And the coughing that he had, it just quit. It just stopped. And this water is more like medicine to us today, because without water, people, you know, like they say with on that Dakota Access Pipeline, mm-hmm. Water is life. They're really laying their life down because they know the seriousness of it. If we don't have water, people, we just are not going to make it. I don't care what you have in your tool bag. Water really is life.
How many people are in an emergency today or that they never imagined? There's some kind of, and we're heading into some very difficult times. The first thing you're going to need is water. And like I say, Tim is now an affiliate, so go to his webpage.
Okay, folks. Well, we've got our top of the hour break right now. We'll be back in about 2.5 minutes, and we'll be talking to Jerry in Chicago. Evelyn, thank you very much for your call. That was sweet.
Thank you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.